The Poetry of Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Elizabeth Barrett Moulton Browning was the eldest of 12 children, born on 6th of March 1806 in Coxow Hall, a magnificent home in County Durham. Her family's wealth was derived from sugar plantations manned by slaves in Jamaica and enabled them to also purchase a 500-acre estate in Herefordshire. This wealth allowed her to publish poems from an early age. However, by age 20, the family's fortunes were to decline after losing a lawsuit over their plantation, but the family were never below comfortable. Shortly thereafter, Elizabeth became afflicted with an unknown disease and became addicted to morphine. Despite this, she continued to write and became increasingly popular both in England and in the United States. Her poems against slavery chronicled her abhorrence of the basis of the family wealth. In 1844, she was introduced to the younger Robert Browning, who was a great admirer of her work, and began a secret courtship, and thence to marriage, and a life together in Italy. To him she wrote and dedicated one of her greatest works, Sonnets from the Portuguese. Although her health continued to deteriorate, her popularity and influence increased as she continued to write and publish poetry as diverse as love sonnets and political verse before succumbing to death in 1861. Today she is much loved and highly regarded as one of the greatest of the Victorian poets. Our readers include Gisela Rowe and Richard Midgley.
A Curse for a Nation. I heard an angel speak last night, and he said, write a nation's curse for me, and send it over the western...